Hey, what's going on? You're listening to Indie Music Diaries with me, Lockie. It's casual conversations with real musicians. And joining me for today's chat is Ben Woodham. Ben I've known for a number of years, and he's an incredibly hardworking full-time gigging artist. And it was great to talk to him about sort of how he got started in his role and how he's sort of continuing to, you know, expand his business and what that sort of looks like living life as a full-time gigging musician. So I hope you enjoy this episode, especially if you're looking to sort of get into sort of like, I guess, more like the wedding side of things. And fun fact, Ben and Veronica Lawson, who we had on a few episodes ago, they're partners. So they sort of talk about how they started up this, they're a duo together and everything, and you know, the sort of the wedding packages that they're offering. So if you are interested or know anyone that's getting married soon, you know, hit up Ben and V. In other news, I released a song last week, which was cool. So you can check that out. I put it up on YouTube, and it's a song that I wrote about mental health. It's a song to listen to when you're feeling a bit overwhelmed and anxious. And it's one that I wrote really recently. And I think like as soon as I wrote it, it was one of those songs where I was like, I had to share this because it wasn't necessarily, it was sort of just like, you know, a song that I knew that other people could connect with. So I filmed a quick little video for that, put it up on YouTube. So you can go watch that. I'll make sure to have that link down in the description so you can go check that out on the Lockie YouTube channel. So, and I've had plenty of kind words from that. So thank you to everyone who's been watching it and listening to it and relating to it. It's a really sort of, I guess personal song, not personal, but like really heartfelt and I guess deep a little bit as well. So my writing isn't always super deep. So it was cool to have like a nice little song like this that's on the YouTube channel. And as well, doing some Twitch streaming. I've been getting into the Twitch side of things. And I mean, some of the guests that I've had on, like Veronica Lawson a couple of weeks ago, who's right into the sort of the Twitch streaming thing, it's really inspired me. And I think there's so much potential there for musicians. So I'm trying my luck at Twitch. So if you'd like to go check me out, Lockie Music over on Twitch TV, again, down linked in the description in my link tree. But let's jump into the episode right now. Really excited for you guys to listen to this little chat that I had with Ben Woodham on Indie Music Diaries. Hey, Ben, how's it going, man?
Hey, Lockie. Good, man. Thanks so much for having me. Come on. I saw V's one a couple of weeks back. So, thanks for having me along as well.
There you go. And we should probably touch on that as well, because a couple of weeks ago on the podcast, we had your partner Veronica on. So it's worth mentioning that we've got a bit of a connection there on the podcast. So
yeah,
we're sort of seeing a slightly similar setup as well on the camera. I mean, I wanted to get you on because, like, straight up, you're like the king of gigging, especially in our area here on the Central Coast. And obviously this is sort of, I guess, an off season for you time period at the moment with obviously COVID going on. But I'm keen to sort of dive into sort of, you know, how you operate your business and hopefully we can provide some sort of inspiration for people potentially wanting to do the kind of stuff that you do. Let's wind back the years though. Let's go really early on. How did you first get into music?
Okay. So, at school I went to Central Coast Adventist. So playing in chapel, that sort of thing, getting up there every Monday, playing guitar,
nice,
learning how to sing in the choir, all that sort of stuff. And then, I think it was, when did I finish school? 2013, I finished school. And, I was just like, oh, while I'm at uni, let's do some gigs on the side, you know, a couple of gigs a week, you know. I was living at home. I didn't have a lot of expenses, but it was just fun to get into, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, cool. That's sort of how I got into it, basically.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, you've been around for a while, from what I've seen, at least. You've sort of always been a consistent sort of person when it comes to, you know, when you see the gig guides released for the week and you see all the people playing around, Ben Woodham, as well as Veronica's name, like, and, you know, Nick Reed, who I know you know as well. Like, these are the sorts of names that we're seeing, like, on these gig guide lists. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that sort of rise to where this sort of became, when you realized that this could sort of be, you know, a career that you could start to build on and pursue, you know, like, when, how many years in sort of the journey did it start to become like a really sort of, you know, big thing in your life?
I think originally it was sort of, I was just doing solo gigs. So for a while there, it was sort of just like a side job. But I think once I started to combine it with like duo and doing not just pub gigs, but doing wedding gigs and doing all these different sorts of gigs, I started to realize, oh, you know, I could do this, you know, pretty much full time, which is, yeah, if you combine it with other stuff, you know. I think it'd be hard to just do solo gigs. So I think it's important to have a lot of different little projects and a lot of different things going on. I think that's the best way to sort of approach it from my experience.
That's a good piece of advice, because I think especially in today's day and age, it's important as like a musician to stay like super versatile, hey?
Yeah, and definitely.
Like, you know, and not just when it comes to sort of like, I guess, the real life stuff, but like online as well.
True.
And you've been really consistent online. And I love seeing like every week, like the gig guides that come up. And dude, you do so many gigs. It's insane. I want to know, like, do you know, like, what's the most number of gigs you've done in like a week or a month? Like, do you know like the number?
Yeah, I've got, or I know like my invoice system, I'm up to gig number, I think it's like 1400. so that's since, like what, 2013. So, but like, I think December, I've had a few crazy Decembers where it's been like 30 plus. Same with V, a couple of years ago, we had a few, like a December that was just, we didn't see each other. Yeah. We were like ships passing in the night. We're like, hey, you're off to a gig. Hey, you're off to a gig.
Dude, it's so crazy. And like to think, because I think a lot of people would love to sort of be in that sort of space where they're sort of getting that regular, you know, the regular gigs coming in. And and I guess over time, it's just a matter of sort of like, I guess, building up like the contact list and everything and just meeting people. But yeah, what are some of like the key like things or maybe key pieces of advice you'd like say for people sort of wanting to get into sort of the position you're in now? What are some of the key things that maybe people don't think about that have helped you get into that position now?
I think like reliability is a massive one. I think like just showing up on time and just like small things like that, that seem like you could be super talented, but if you're not going to rock up, like it makes it a bit tricky sometimes. So I think that's a massive one. Being reliable, sometimes like playing like to your crowd. Sometimes it's, you know, playing the right songs for that sort of crowd, even if they're not your favorite song. Sometimes I think that's for the covers industry anyway, I think that's quite important. Yeah, that's about it. I'd say reliability is probably the biggest one, but you know,
yeah. That's interesting as well, because I asked the Veronica the similar question and she mentioned the same thing, reliability.
Yeah.
And I guess it's sort of it almost becomes a bit of a cliche, but it is true, right? That especially when you're dealing with so many different people and, you know, musicians come and go and, you know, there's that just being the person that always, you know, responds quickly to messages, I guess, is such a big thing. And
yeah, definitely.
And again, sort of like hearing that come from you that, you know, seeing the position you're in now, that's really cool to hear. And I think that's so important. You know, whether you are, I think that's important as well, whether you are doing like, I guess, sort of the weddings and the pubs and stuff that you sort of do, or whether you're doing, you know, like your original gigs or anything, you know, in a sort of a creative field, when you're sort of living this entrepreneurial sort of lifestyle. Actually, well, with this job, I mean, it is sort of entrepreneurial. You sort of have to
make it for yourself,
you know,
yeah. Pave your own sort of way with it. Like
exactly. Yeah. And like musicians, like we're our own, you know, basically our own, you know, sort of we're looking after the business side of things, advertising. I mean, obviously we can get people to help here and there. But how has that side come to you as well when it comes to maybe the things that don't naturally come as easily to musicians, stuff like around that? What has that been like for you?
So I've had a lot of help from Veronica because she's really good with social media stuff. So like our Instagram in the last, since lockdown, basically, she was like, oh, we've got to do this. We've got to get on TikTok, do this. So I was like, yeah, cool. Good thinking. Because I remember when TikTok came out in its infancy, I was like, oh, it's just something for, you know, 12-year-olds to do a little dance on. But it sort of matured in a way that's like, oh, what you're doing on TikTok's awesome as well. Like it's definitely a way to, like get exposure to clientele that's not just kids. Like there's people that could be potential wedding clients on there and, you know, all ages on there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. And I think TikTok, as you mentioned, I mean, it's amazing how much it's grown.
Yeah.
And it's important that it's placed in the music industry. And I've spoken about it a lot on many episodes on the podcast with other guests. And it's interesting because it still feels like for a lot of artists that TikTok is not quite, you know, the number one platform that a lot of artists think to go to. In terms of social media though, what's your relationship been with social media in particular? I mean, as I mentioned on Facebook, you're posting the gig guides, which I think is a great thing. And I mean, I was just checked before, you've already amassed like over like 6,000 followers on Facebook page over the years,
which is
which is so awesome. But has that been a crucial element for you? Do you think it's essential to have that online presence, doing sort of the roles of, as a musician, performing and gigging musician as you are?
I think to an extent, like it's important to, you know, be posting. I think it's important to post your gigs and know where people are at. I think I could be a little bit more like I look at our duo page and what we're doing on there, and my like solo stuff sort of falls behind a little bit sometimes with that, because I've got these regular gigs coming through, you know what I mean? So it's like that sort of takes a little bit of a back seat sometimes. But I think starting up, it definitely is an important thing to be posting your gig guides. Video, I think video content's like people are engaging with video content way more than photos now. So I think that's a massive part of it. Having good audio like is the most important part of video. So I think that's really an important thing for anyone starting up online social media stuff.
And especially, I think more so, especially if you're in an area like we are, I guess, on the Central Coast, which is, I guess, like semi-rural, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're not in Sydney, but it's all about creating that online connection. Mm-hmm. And, you know, has that led to, obviously, you sort of like started off here on the coast, and I guess you've sort of been branching out a little bit. Have you sort of been looking to like hit places like Sydney, like Newcastle? You know, how far, like what are your sort of goals for, I guess, you as a business, and even for the duo stuff as well? Like, what do you have to say about this in terms of like expanding to sort of like a wider range of places? Yeah.
When I first started out, I was pretty much doing gigs just in Newcastle, because the agency, I was dealing a lot with Whirlwind up in Newcastle, and pretty much just doing gigs in Newcastle. And then I went away and I worked on a cruise ship for, what was it, three months. I did a stint on there back in 2014, which was really fun. Met some cool people. And then when I came back, I was like, oh, let's, you know, try to do some more work a bit closer to home on the coast. So chatted to Fairplay and the guys there and got some steady gigs going through. But yeah, I think the duo thing, we're trying to focus on doing more weddings at the moment, trying to get that sort of building up that sort of brand that sort of looks like, you know, a couple that you'd want to have come play at your wedding. I've been mucking around with some DJ decks and getting my head into that as well. Sort of like full package sort of stuff. V just finished a celebrant degree. So it's like kind of trying to put stuff together with that at the moment.
That's interesting as well, because it was a similar thing with Nick Reed, because I know Nick, who we had on the podcast as well, he does so much in terms of like the DJ stuff and everything, as we know. But do you think that's essential for a gigging artist to be versatile like that? Like, I know, I can't remember what the exact quote is, but like something like, you know, what is it? Jack of all trades, but master of none, or something like that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yep,
like,
yep.
Do you think like if you're just like a sort of the singer songwriter, like playing guitar, singing your songs, should you just be knuckling down on that? Or do you think in 2021, is it more valuable to be doing stuff like exploring DJing, becoming a wedding celebrant, doing these other things to make your business a bit more expansive? What do you think?
I think for us, that's definitely worked, like learning new stuff. But at the same time, like you could always team up with someone that's a DJ or something. If you're like really loving playing acoustic guitar and singing at ceremonies, maybe hit up a DJ or something, or, you know, so you can sort of cover. I think couples are so overwhelmed with like all this information and all these pages. If there was like a one-stop shop, it'd be like sometimes a bit easier.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's, what I like from you guys as well, both you and V, is that like, there's quite a professional quality to everything as well. And like you said, it can get a bit overwhelming, especially for, you know, people looking to get married. It can be quite, you know, daunting seeing the number of options out there. And yeah, I totally like what you're saying there, when you sort of, you know, you put together a nice package and you sort of show people, you know, what's on offer and what they can get, what they want is, it's super, super important.
Definitely.
So, I mean, looking at the duo, as you sort of touched on before, that was that's sort of been a big thing, I guess, for both of you guys moving forward. Do you reckon that as well is a crucial part of things as well? Like, you know, not just sticking to, you know, just Ben Woodham as a solo artist. You know, how did you come to that decision to think maybe we should be doing this duo stuff as well? Was that decision made behind, you know, the reasoning of, you know, to sort of get more work and sort of expand things again?
It sort of happened really naturally. Like, we just, V and I knew V before. V and I have been together, what, four years in September. So coming up to 4 years soon.
Nice.
But yeah, before that, we knew each other. I met V busking down in Terrigal like years and years ago. And I think the duo thing just sort of came about naturally. Like, V wanted to do more solo gigs, I wanted to do more solo gigs. And then we're just mucking around learning songs together, and it just happened like that. But it's turned out to be a really good thing. Like, it's helped us with diversifying our business and sort of that sort of thing, not just playing solo gigs, which can be like really taxing some weekends, you know. Four back-to-back solo gigs are pretty intense. Like, that's been really good.
For sure, yeah. And that sort of segues nicely into my next question, which, I mean, this is something that I like to bring up with a lot of artists. And I actually spoke about it in my most recent like solo podcast episode, but burnout. And when it comes to sort of overworking yourself, you know, as I mentioned, you're sort of like, at least in my eyes, you're like the king of gigging here on the Central Coast. and you're so busy and as I mentioned, industrious with your work. Have you ever experienced burnout, and what does that look like for you, and how do you sort of, you know, work around that?
It's hard because I always like to like go as hard as I can. So like some months it just gets a little bit full on, but I think finding stuff outside of music, like golf's been a big one for me lately, just going out on the course, getting fresh air and nice. Just having something completely different to focus on. I think it's been just having out like all these different places to do stuff. It's just, that seems to help out a lot.
Yeah. Shaking it up too. It's doing stuff outside of music.
Yeah. Doing like, that. Yeah.
For definitely. Me, like at the moment, I've just been like getting out and exercising heaps, just like running, mm-hmm. going for walks and stuff, and just disconnecting, I think is such a massive thing, especially if you're wanting to do it. I mean, well, is this like your, is gigging and all this thing, is this your full-time job at the moment?
Yeah. Would you say? Yeah. It's my full, pretty much. I do a bit of some video work on the side, some real estate video work, but pretty much the gigging. It's my full-time stint.
There you go. That's so good. And it's so inspiring to sort of see, like, I think it's cool. I mean, for especially like artists like me, even like before I got into gigging, you were sort of like still at the peak of you're already there at the top of your game, sort of doing your stuff. So it's really inspiring to sort of see like the pathway that's sort of, you know, where you've come from and like where you are now, sort of killing it and doing it full time. It's just like continuing to expand as well. So I guess, As we come towards the end here of the podcast, I mean, it's been so good just like sort of hearing your insight and being able to pick your brain a little bit. But like, what final pieces of advice would you give to people wanting to get into this industry? I know we've talked about a couple of things here as well, but maybe if we think of, what I did want to ask as well, actually, is that people doing these sorts of gigs, mm-hmm. if they encounter sort of like tricky people, you know, people in the industry aren't always the easiest to work with, or you know, difficult crowd members and stuff like that, especially early on with a pub gig. I guess what sort of advice would you give to people in that sort of early stage of gigging?
I'd say like, I don't know, it's hard sometimes, you know, because you don't want to be, if you get a punter or something that's, you know, up in your grill or something, you don't want to be too dismissive or anything. I haven't had that happen too often. I've been really lucky with that. I've heard obviously stories about that sort of thing happening, but I think just looking at it, I don't know, from a mindset that's positive sort of, hopefully your positivity has some sort of impact on them, because you don't want to be, you know, having an argument on a microphone with someone. Yeah. That's the last thing you want to avoid that. That's the last thing you want.
Yeah.
I haven't had anything like that happen. Touch wood.
That's so good. That's so good. Well, dude, it's been so great to chat to you and just hear about your experience so far. So before I let you go, make sure you plug yourself. Where can people find you and mm-hmm. your work?
Okay, you can check out me on Facebook, Ben Woodham, Ben Woodham Music on Instagram, and check out our duo, Ben and V, which we're going to be sort of doing some live streaming tonight on Twitch. I'm going to be jumping on with V once a week on her Twitch, which she's been smashing that. So I'm going to jump on there with her and play a few songs on there. Yeah.
Nice. And I'll make sure to have all your links, man. I'll put the links in the description for the podcast. So,
legend. Thanks so much, man.
No worries. And whoever's listening can go check out Ben's stuff. And, you know, if you're looking to get married or anything, hit Ben and V up and make sure to get them involved, because they're really great people doing great stuff and making great music. So, once again, Ben, thanks for coming on Indie Music Diaries.
Thanks for having me, mate. Legend.